Your local MP thinks that you have been given false hope by the Foreign Office. How do you feel about this whole thing when it comes to the UK government?
Yeah, so I don't think I accuse them of giving false hope in that they're always quite calm in what they say. Obviously, the Foreign Secretary said that he would leave no stone unturned. And what is clear is there are still stones in the way. So there's disappointment that she's in prison. And I think my criticisms of the government have been that they've not been tough enough with the Iranian authorities, and also that they've not protected Nazanin. One of the things that is clear in our case and in all the government statements, they always emphasised at the beginning that she was a dual national, not that she was British. And secondly, that she's a consular case. And the reason they say she's a consular case is because under British law, the government doesn't have any obligations in a consular case. So, you know, it can help if it can, but it doesn't have to. Whereas, obviously, in our case, what has become clear is Nazanin's not being held for anything that she's done. She's being held for something that the government hasn't done, namely that it hasn't repaid this debt, and there's a fight between the two governments over the interest rate on this debt. So we're being held for what is a fight between two governments, and Nazanin's the innocent bargaining chip.